Here's some of Kennedy Malloy that you may not have heard before.
Want some performance never seen before on the job site?
Check out the latest from Milwaukee at your nearest authorised Milwaukee retailer.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Don't you just love a Monday, people? Welcome back, everyone, for the big Monday edition. Let's start with the big stuff, wheelie bin etiquette. We are going to pull it to pieces.
Well, there was a lot going on.
Well, we opened this up for discussion on Friday. Phones went mad. We couldn't fit it all in, so we're going to continue with this.
Up for discussion today, as is. I had a bit of a racehorse going around the track today. I'm going to talk about that. First and maiden race.
Was it a race that stops the nation?
It's a race that stopped the pub we're at.
Whoa! All right, we'll get to the bottom of that. Charlie Pickering.
Excellent, he's going to come in.
From the Weekly. Of course, there's plenty going on in politics. He'll have a lot to say about that, no doubt.
And also our mate Tom Gleisner is coming in. Have you been paying attention on tonight?
It's on tonight. Who's on tonight? You've done your
homework
again. I'm going
to find out. I think Will Anderson's on tonight, actually.
That will be fantastic. And we've got to talk a bit about Donald Trump. We've got a very funny grab to play you of his latest.
His latest adventures.
Wow, there's so much going on. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much. Much more, but let's start at the top. Firstly, welcome Dangerous Dave.
Hello, Dave. Hey guys, happy Monday. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Happy Monday to
hello
you.
Hello, Jane Kennedy. Horse
Mick
ran
Malloy.
Where?
Yes.
When,
in Echuca in Victoria.
Right.
Country race.
Yep.
Have maiden, 3-year-old.
And you didn't go up?
No, because I work here.
It was yesterday. It was over the weekend.
No, it was today.
I was today?
Yes.
I would have gone.
Was it 12? You would have gone. I'm a bit more responsible than you.
We could have done an OB from up there.
No, was it 12:20, 1,100 metres, race one?
Now, if it won, I'm going to be very upset because you never told me about it.
I would have tipped you in. But it was her maiden race.
What happened?
Well, do you want to have a look? Her name is Tenacity Miss.
Tenacity Miss. Now, this is the all-chick syndicate.
All-chick, and it's Michelle Payne.
Michelle Payne riding.
Trainer. Rider.
No kidding.
Yes. Dana Ryder, and it's all women in this
Did you? Did
syndicate?
All the girls get together today?
For a few of us did.
Down the pub. Watch on the big screen?
Yeah.
Right. Was it like a TAB? Tell me it was a TAB.
Yeah, it had a TAB. It wasn't a TAB. It was a pub with a TAB.
Tracky Dax. Were you in Tracky Dax? Smoking
might have had my Tracky Dax on.
Well, let's have a listen to the race.
All right, let's have a listen.
Keep an ear out for Tenacity Miss.
Gates fly back. They're racing. Shamwell last the favourite. Around the outside went Smokeball. Shamwell's improving around Tenacity Miss in the all white with the yellow cap. Two lengths to Miss Lady Bird and three to Miner's Miss at the end. On the home turn, this has been Willing. Celestial Shower and also No Regrets. Celestial Shower,
Hello.
No Regrets. Celestial
on,
Shower
Miss.
Win it from
Hello.
No Regrets. Halcyon Dana, great run third.
Hello.
Shamwell, a good run
Hang
fourth,
on.
But not for the Cox Plate, surely. Then followed over by Miss Lady Bird. Now, it was an eye-catching finish against fifth. It's come from second last on the turn.
Yeah.
It'll be a good maiden. Tenacity Miss finished right up behind them.
Oh, we don't mind that. She finished right up behind
them. Did I hear the race caller say all white? Tenacity Miss in the all white?
Look,
that's
I think
an interesting choice.
Michelle Payne did say there was some confusion with her silks. And she didn't bring the correct colours today, so you have to go apparently in all whites if you don't have right colours.
Oh, right.
There's something to do with that.
Well, that doesn't bode well.
Anyway, but she had a great ride. She's a great chick. She had a fabulous win on Sweet Rocket on the weekend.
I'm not interested.
She's crucified
that horse.
She has not.
She's turned,
say that about my horse.
She's turned up late in the wrong gear.
She hasn't turned up late.
She forgot her whip.
Bad preparation.
No, she had her whip.
She didn't even know which barrier to come out
No,
of.
Do you know what?
She may as well have been riding Chautauqua.
Shut up.
Chautauqua would have jumped better.
Chautauqua doesn't get out of the damn barrier.
Have you got some Chautauqua there? Yeah.
They're off. Now I'm looking for Chautauqua. And I can't find him. He hasn't jumped. Chautauqua hasn't jumped.
We did think we had a Chautauqua moment, I must say. We're all standing in the pub going, I can't see her. Where is she? Where's number 12? Anyway, a bit of fun.
So,
a bit of fun for the chicks.
Will it race again?
Of course she will.
Off to the knackery?
No.
Off to the knackery?
You know what she's got? She's got one of those second gears. It's going to,
I heard someone who was on course suggest it was pretty much two blokes in a pantomime horse costume.
I beg your pardon.
You know who you needed?
What?
Me out there in my trainer character from Rides Like a Girl.
You're right.
Well, I tell you, she had great trainers and great competitors. Darren Weir had horses in there. Paddy Payne, Hayes, You know, it wasn't like some circus act. Tell you what.
Still running. Is it finished?
Yeah, she's finished. She had a great day. Good for you, Tenacity.
Lucky they don't have a photo for last.
She didn't come last.
Oh, pretty close.
She was right up the front. How was your weekend?
Good. Can I send a cheerio to my boy Lenny, who's sick today?
Oh, Lenny. Yeah, what's up, buddy?
He's got upset tummy. Hello, Lenny. He could have had something to do with me. And
what did you feed him?
I was left one out over the weekend. Oh. And let's just say, what probably his most nutritional meal was a Happy Meal from McDonald's.
That's probably at the high end.
The most nutritional,
that was
right.
The high end of everything he ate over
what
the
else?
Weekend. And then he missed today. He missed an excursion, school excursion.
Mama. That's not a bad thing.
Really?
Yeah, when you're really little, they're very long days and they're a bit boring. Just, you know, having had a bit of experience.
See, they go to some good ones these days. I think they're off to the New Hebrides. You know my day. You know what we used to. You know it was a big day out in my day.
Oh, I know where you went.
Going to the hot coil mill at Balnarring to see them make some steel.
Hot coils.
Yeah, the old moat. Don't worry about that. That was a big day out.
We used to go to a convent where the nuns don't speak. Yeah. They just pray.
Well, you haven't taken any lessons from the nuns, have you? In any of that stuff. And guess what? What about the big fella here?
Yeah.
Dave.
Hey. 19 years of wedded bliss for me and my wife, Liz.
How lovely.
And you went out had a dinner.
We went some Croatian.
What's Croatian?
Never had Croatian before. Food? Yeah, it was really nice. Oh, it was cabbage and there was meat. A duck.
Oof. It says the wedding anniversary is it diamond? No, it's cabbage.
And I don't even know many Croatian restaurants in Australia.
That's what we thought. Right. We thought we'd try something a little different.
So you weaved your magic?
Yeah, I did that.
Yeah. Hey! Ask the boudoir when you got home.
All right, we're away. Thanks to Milwaukee's next breakthrough in power tool and battery technology.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
It's been a big week over the weekend in politics, American politics. You know, we love catching up with Trump from time to time.
And you've been enjoying
it. I've been enjoying it. Last week was one of the great weeks in politics. I was exhausted from watching American politics, but it was so good because Trump, it's like the vultures are circling. It's getting very close. And he had to go very quiet because John McCain died over the weekend. He was a war hero and he's 81 and he's a venerated politician.
Revered
on both sides.
That's right, yes.
One of the few old school politicians who was described as a maverick, could also reach across the aisle and was always, you know, he didn't always just do what was expected of him.
Yep.
And he was extremely interesting man. And I think it was Trump had to be very quiet and couldn't really pipe up because they hated each other. And McCain was one of the few Republicans to actually speak up and say, I can't stand where this party's going. Mm. The guy's an idiot. And I think it goes down to the squabble they had when they were both running for president. Mm. And he insulted McCain and his status as a war hero. If you may remember, here is Trump on the hustings.
John McCain, a war hero, 5.5 years as a POW, and you call him a dummy.
He's not a war hero.
He's a war hero.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay? I hate to tell you.
What a dumb thing to
say. I like winners.
Oh, my God. This is from a guy who dodged.
a five-time draft dodger who had shin splints.
That's just really insane, isn't it?
And John McCain, just so everyone is clear on this, his father was an admiral and the Vietnamese actually offered him the chance to leave. Mm. And there was this thing in the US Defence Forces that you leave in order you came. And because he was a son of admiral, they said you can go and they said no. He said, no, I'll take my turn like everyone else. He did. He spent 5.5 years in a jail, had both his arms broken to the point where he can't brush his own hair now, and he has to sit up there and cop that from
that monkey.
From a man who is a fool. Okay, if you don't want to take my word for it, here's Trump. He finally emerged after having to go quiet for a few days and came to a rally. And if you think, I don't know, I'm being harsh, just have a listen to this sound grab of him at a rally in, I think it's Wisconsin or somewhere, and tell me why this guy is the most powerful man and leader of the free world.
Sir, can you get this deal done immediately? I said, it doesn't work that way. I don't want to go too fast. The deal's not going to be any good if we do that. We got to take time. It's got to gestate, right? The word gestate. It's like when you're cooking a chicken. time, turkey for Thanksgiving. My mother would say, oh, 8 hours. I said, 8 hours? She made the greatest turkey I've ever had.
I think it was you.
How did he get on to talking about that?
So he was started off talking about, you know, Chinese tariffs and how
he ends up talking about gestation and then on to cooking
the guy's an idiot and my mum cooked the greatest turkey of all time. It's a winner. It's a winning turkey.
How are you saying Bill Maher had something?
Bill Maher had some great stuff over the weekend, Jane. I think he enjoyed the week in politics as much as I did. And as a kind of summation, here he is talking about the week that...
The courts of law finally confirm what a lot of us have been thinking for a long time. I'm not crazy. The president is an actual treasonous crook. That's kind of a big thing. Oh, yes. You've heard of Black Friday? This week we had Orange Tuesday. These convictions this week, this isn't even the main course, which is Russia. This was just the Stormy Daniels appetizer. See, all of Trump's lickspittle apologists on TV, they're like, oh, now just being friends with Donald Trump makes you a criminal. Apparently. Yes, apparently that is the case. By the way, one sign you might be a crook, your lawyer is going to jail. That's a little hint. So many Republicans going to jail. Who's going to be left to lock up Hillary? No, if they lock up any more white Republicans, the white NFL players are going to start taking a knee.
Bang, and there it is.
Now, one of the big problems is that he's really quite stupid.
Oh, he's dumb.
And people
he's
keep
dumb
saying
and ill-informed.
He's not. And ill-informed, and I think people are tipping him in, and surely they were in this case. John Oliver, of course, who has a great show in the US.
He has a crack too.
This is where Trump had been talking in South Carolina.
Yes, it's all about Buy America and bring American companies home.
Exactly, and let's just hear John Oliver explain this story about the brains behind Donald Trump.
Take some of Trump's favorite villains when it comes to foreign companies.
We protect Germany. Germany, who doesn't have a BMW?
We're going to tax Mercedes-Benz. We're going to tax BMW.
Trump is furious with German cars. And here is the thing about that. In the clip where he said, who doesn't have a BMW to the crowd in his classic man of the people way, Trump is actually in North Augusta, South Carolina. And just 2 hours' drive away is a place called Spartanburg County, well known for this.
Spartanburg is home to the largest BMW plant in the world. Last year, they made more than 370,000 luxury SUVs, employing 10,000 people, pumping billions into the state's economy.
Yeah, it seems Trump didn't know that. And look, everyone knows he doesn't know a lot of things. But occasionally, it's important to remember that he also doesn't know anything. It's true.
There it is. There it is. 10,000 people working just up the road.
There's the McCain funeral, I think, is going to be very interesting. His request, or there's interesting speakers, I think.
It should
Clinton's
be very interesting.
Clinton's going to speak.
It'll be fun. Incidentally, I saw Bill Maher in New York on the eve before the election, and it was a great crowd. It was one of the great nights of live theatre I've seen. But he said about McCain, and he's talking about all the lunatics and the Tea Party and all that. And he said John McCain actually opened the door to the House of Horrors, which was Sarah Palin. And he put at that point he described Sarah Palin as the first of the nutbags to be ushered in. So that's probably the only dark stain on
Well, speaking
career.
Of nutbags and women losing it, we got a new segment.
What's it called?
Women are cracking it. Coming up next.
I can't wait.
All right.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, time to launch a new segment.
This one's been building up for a bit.
I'm just, like, so mad.
And they just can't hold it in anymore.
Well, I've had enough.
Kennedy Malloy's...
Not happy, Jen!
Chicks cracking it.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, this is in honour, of course, you know, there's the bastion of chicks cracking it.
Well, a Hall of Famer.
A Hall of Famer who is a journalist.
Yep.
Very beautiful girl.
You know
who Naomi Robson.
Naomi Robson, here we go.
Let's hear this.
Drop it in at the last minute. You should be able to read every f***ing word, every comma. It should be very specific. Yeah. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, like bad luck. You'll just have to walk the minefield and come out looking okay.
Yeah.
If you don't, not our fault.
Yeah, exactly.
You're the awkward. It wasn't able to, you know, sort of work it out as you're going along.
Well, exactly.
Well, can you sit up here and you read the bloody auto?
Yep.
Well, not just everyone can sit up there and read an auto cue. I like it too. I'd love to get.
I'd love to
get a spray from Naomi.
Yeah, I'm sure you
would.
Be fun. I'm sure she'd love to give you a spray. All right. Last night on the block.
What's it in honor of?
Oh, well, it's in honor of Sarah from the block.
Right.
Yeah. Who's really lost it. You know what?
I don't know much about the block, so okay. What's she? Is she the resident villain?
Well, they make her out to be a bit of a whinger, but she's not really. And she and her partner have bought this golden bathtub.
Yes.
And everyone was sort of mocking
it. What are they building? Trump Tower?
Is it for the penthouse? You know, they've got it. And it was really, you know, amazing looking.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it looked fabulous. And they really want to.
Very high end, wasn't it?
Bath.
Yeah, golden bath is really, you know.
Trump does have a gold toilet.
No kidding.
Yes, he does. That's right. Well, she's a flight attendant. And she is just sick of being told off by the judges and coming last. I think they are picking on her.
Do you reckon it's bullying?
Oh no! If I say Channel 9 are bullying, that'll be a headline. But it's not bullying. But
Jane Kennedy thinks Channel 9 are bullying contestants on the block. Wow.
You said it. Wow. You said it. They invested $75,000 into a bathroom.
Jeez.
So I want to be good. Now, I thought it looked good.
Maybe we should hold our competition in their bathroom, not Jane.
Great idea.
No, I thought it looked good, but they came last, and I thought that was unfair, and this is what happened. Mind you, also, they roll the cameras, and she didn't know she was on camera at this point, which
You're
I also
happy.
Don't approve.
You are not happy.
I'm not happy. Let's have a listen to her rant.
I'll make it quick. I'm not f***ing coming back.
No, that's
dead f***ing set. I'm f***ing over this. Again, last, even after everything, last. You've got to be kidding me. It's f***ing embarrassing now.
It's only week 3 days.
It doesn't matter, like 3 weeks in a row, you know?
We put our heart and soul into that.
Probably the biggest, most spacious ensuite on this block. Why is that a problem?
You could fit 2 elephants in that room. F*** them. Oh, f*** this. I'm going, mate. I'm f***ing over it. I'm not coming back. Here, take your
f***ing
mics.
Oh, yeah. Go, girl. Whoa, wow. Go, girl.
You know what she should do? Put 2 elephants in the bathroom. If that doesn't win the bathroom, I don't know.
You know
what
when
about 2 Scotty cams?
Yeah, well, there you go. You know, and a Keith. You know when they break the fourth wall and the producer comes in? That's when everybody loves it at home and the producer comes in. They go, look, it's only week 3.
Okay.
No, shut up.
Can
Scott
I put
going.
It to you? And we had this discussion beforehand.
Yeah.
You believe that they are needling her, prickling her, trying to bring her to birth, bring her to the
absolutely.
To the boil because they
it's good entertainment.
Their presupposed plan is to get someone to storm off the set in tears.
And then they get us talking about it. They get media, they get Daily Mail's going to cover it. Everybody's going to talk about it. But, you know, I thought they did
Channel
a great
9
job.
Bullies the block, Jane Kennedy says.
Write that.
Bullies block contestant.
All right. But all I still like Scotty Cam.
She cracked it. She's cracked it. She gets a seat at the table.
All right. Now, talking about cracking it. You know, I love a good bridezilla.
Yes.
And there's been one in Canada who's launched a full-on attack against her friends and family.
What?
She's cancelled her wedding because they didn't give her enough money to have her wedding.
Oh.
And she wanted a wedding like a Kardashian.
Right.
Oh, good luck with that. It's a couple of $1 million, love.
Yeah.
But she put on a Facebook page to all her friends 4 days before the wedding. She says, "It comes with great sadness, friends, that I'm announcing the cancellation of my wedding."
Oh, no.
She said she's going away on a holiday and she said, "Before I begin this mini novel and explain why, I invite all of you, including the CU who have ruined my marriage and life, to put yourself in my shoes."
What went wrong?
She said, I specifically asked for cash gifts. How could we have our wedding that we dreamed of without proper funding? We'd sacrificed so much and I only asked each guest for around $1,500.
What?
And people went,
$1,500?
No.
How about no?
Yeah.
She got a fund, a GoFundMe.
Oh,
she set one up and she said, that only got us $250.
And that's all it deserves.
Yep.
She said, then it got worse. She goes on. Like, her language is a little ripe, I have to say.
Sure.
But she's completely ended the whole wedding. She said her friends are not coming, or everyone's
People invited to a wedding were obliged to cough up cold hard cash and $1,500 worth so you can enjoy your wedding. When did that become a thing?
Well, this is the new way. I think people are now not getting gift registries, they're getting cash. But you know, there's a lot of weddings, you know, a lot of Italian and Greek weddings. Stick the money on the dress.
But that's
and all
not
that.
So you can have a $60,000 wedding.
No, the parents
so
pay
got,
for the
that's
wedding.
So you've got a life in front of you and some
correct.
Beautiful, you know, right. I get that.
You sound really sincere
but
when you talk about
this. It sounds just like saying, what's the price of coming to my wedding? $1,500. They'll still expect.
Something it's else. Outrageous. So
hey, you,
shut
and
up.
You can settle
crazy
down because
mole.
You've cracked it too recently.
I bet, yeah. What do you mean?
Oh, what about this?
Give me back my phone, asshole. That was warranted.
That's cracking it. Julie Bishop cracking it. She's
she
resigned
has not
from cabinet. She's
the
gone.
Opposite of cracking it. Ugh. With class and aplomb. She did not crack
she
it.
She has cracked it.
She has not.
She resigned from cabinet.
She held her head high when everybody else was scared that she'd get in power and they all...
Oh, I settled down.
They all conspired against her.
We're getting a live crack it on air right
well,
now.
I will crack it over Julie Bishop because that was unfair.
All right. Okay, jeez. You get the idea.
Yes. All right, so Chick's cracking it. 1-3-3-5-3.
Do you know of any? Are you it? Are you married to one? Okay, give it. Let us know.
Tell us what you need to crack it over.
Right.
Have a go on air.
All right.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Brand new segment here.
Chicks cracking it.
Chicks cracking it. 1-3-3-5-3.
Who's it?
I like it.
Is it not
it's honor of Naomi Robson.
Of the block.
On the block.
She who bullied a woman into cracking it.
Your words.
Your words.
No, it's not fair.
We know
it's
what they're
fair.
Up to. We know what they're doing. They're trying to, they're poking the, they're just
they
poking,
are
poking you till they get
needling
a
needling her.
That's what they do.
It.
You go on a reality show, you get what you deserve.
Well, all right. Hey, all right. Ferret.
Hello.
How are you, mate?
Hi, Ferret.
Yeah, good. Mickey, big fan, mate.
Good on you, mate. Hey, now, who's cracked it?
My missus did, mate.
Why, Ferret?
Well, doing the washing for us, thought I was doing a good thing, but put all the colours in, the whites are now looking off the black.
Well, firstly, Ferret should be wrapped. She should be wrapped at your...
She
in
would
and
be
doing the washing.
Oh, that's
I
what
mean,
I thought.
Yeah, but what's the use when? What are you five? You don't know how to separate the whites from the colours.
Careful here, Ferret.
With a new washing machines, etc., as opposed to not let this happen, John. Why did this?
So you thought modern technology would automatically separate the whites
Ferret.
From the colours?
Are you serious?
Well, I don't know.
No.
I am in big trouble with the missus anyway.
Yeah, fair enough. I'd crack it with you too.
Geez, Ferret. No.
Have we got a prize for Ferret's missus?
I doubt she could do better than you, Ferret.
Prize
package. That's what I said. Thanks, Maggie.
It's not that hard. White colours separate.
It's not, I mean, it's not obvious, is it?
Couldn't be more obvious.
Do that.
Couldn't be more obvious. Hey, Tina.
Yes.
How you doing?
Good.
Talk to me about people. Talk to me about people cracking it.
Who should be cracking it? Which chick?
Well, I reckon Jane's toilet should be cracking it.
No. Now we're not allowed to talk about this anymore.
Sore point.
Well, come on. It's bad taste to be, you know.
What?
Getting it solid and everything like that.
Oh, so I'm the bad guy.
You are the bad guy, Mick, and I am done with the damn toilet
Tina,
talk.
Get off, please. No, we've been told we're not allowed to talk about
thank
this.
Thank you,
and
Tina.
And thank you to everyone who rang up to nominate Jane in this section.
Can you say
if I was allowed to...
Can you say who said we're not allowed to talk about it anymore?
You did.
I did. You
said that's
no
it.
No more toilet
and
talk.
And on Friday we had to say goodbye, but everyone's ringing up to say Jane cracked it when
all
you
weekend,
tried to
my mates
do
are asking me how to.
Well, all
get
my
it.
Mates are saying I'm sick to death of the toilet. That is my word on the street. Okay. No more toilet talk, or I'll crack it again.
Right.
Let's go to Wayne.
It's a good comp though.
It's stupid.
Wayne.
Hey Wayne.
Who cracked
love
it?
Love you. See, he's excellent. Long time listener.
Good on you, Wayne. Who cracked it?
I won't mention the toilet. Yeah, Britney Spears. Remember, she shaved her head.
Oh,
she had the umbrella.
I'm not sure if that was cracked it or went a bit loopy. Yeah. That should be when chicks go loopy.
I reckon cracked it. It comes under that because she's completely together now.
Did she attack them or stab them with an umbrella?
Is she normal?
Yes, she is. For Hollywood. She held the umbrella as a weapon. She didn't actually poke anyone, but she had it.
She joined Charlie Manson's kind of crazy troupe.
Honestly.
It was chicks cracking it.
That was not their fault.
Hang on, what?
We're not going to get into a conversation about Charles Manson
now. The girls
who
read about murdering people, it wasn't their fault.
No, jeez. They were under his spell.
All right, you can blame guys for anything.
Sure.
So it's all Charlie Manson's
thanks, Wayne.
Fault.
Yes, Britney Spears.
Jeez.
Bad.
Crikey.
Cass. Hello, Cass.
Cass.
Are you there, Cass? Cass, careful, we'll crack it. Are you there?
Talk, Cass.
No, you're an idiot.
All right, she'll come back. Don't say she's an idiot. No, she's just doing something.
No, she's bored.
Let's go. Let's go to Brian. Hello, Brian.
G'day, Mick. How's it going?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you?
Not too bad. Who's this Jane chick?
Mate, you'll get her upset. Come on, mate. I get to insult her, not you. Now, Brian, what is it?
My mother cracked it. She cracked it a few times, but the one favourite I have would be when she took the axe to the wall.
Why?
She was getting frustrated, shall I say, with my stepfather not wanting to pull it down.
So she's taken... Oh, I think I saw that on the block the other night too.
That's pretty severe and interesting. Thanks, Brian. I might try that at home.
Oh, I think
we got Cass,
Cass
now.
Again. She's Cass. Back.
Hi, how you going?
Hey, Cass, I stood up for you.
Another guy. Thank you. Yeah,
Cass, he didn't, but never mind.
Hey, Cass, who cracked it?
I did.
What happened?
I was literally in the Westfield at Penrith, and I had me and my daughter in the car, and in the, you know, the pram, like the parking spaces that are designated for prams?
A designated spot for people with prams, yes.
Yeah, so I know that it's not like by law or anything like that, I get that, but I hate when people use their disabled stickers just to park anywhere that they like, especially
when they've got designated disabled parking spots.
That's right, and especially when there's at least five of them right next to each other.
So who are we cracking at here? Disabled people?
I think that's a bit right. This person wasn't disabled. They got out of their car quite okay.
Cass, it's borderline. I mean, you're allowed to crack it when you can't get to your pram spot, sure.
Cass, but I think you know what, if a civilian parks in your parking spot with the pram, I understand your anger, but I think in order of authority, it should go
handicapped, then prams, then other people.
If a handicapped person comes down and parks in the pram, I think you're obliged to cop that, but give her a price anyway.
Yeah, $100 fuel card for you, Cass.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, thanks.
Well, that ended
thanks
well.
Thanks for calling, Cass.
Yeah.
We've insulted.
Women cracking it.
The block.
A brand new segment ended up with Cass ringing up and having a crack at handicapped people for not parking in their own spaces.
Wow, tough room, hey?
Couldn't tell where that was going to go.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Have you been paying attention? Back on your telly tonight, 8:30 on 10 and the Win Network. Tom Gleisner in studio with James.
And a very good show as part of Pilot Week for Channel 10.
Yes,
should get quite, you know.
Have you been paying attention as part of Pilot Week?
Yes.
Good luck.
So they're not paying us this week, but it's going to be a good show nonetheless, I'm sure.
No.
Because Jane tried to have Pilot Week at one stage.
See,
do you remember that? Mm-hmm.
I have tried to put that to bed and anyway.
Kind of a cancelled.
I beg your pardon?
Now, what was the pick of the bunch for you?
The pick of the bunch for me was Dave.
Dave
O'Neill's sitcom, which was on Friday night, which is a very tough
time slot. Can they repeat that, please?
It's on 10 Play, so if you enjoy bad technology, if you enjoy watching a website load.
Try and get Mick to
I'll
get
just dial
play.
That up, will I? Just I can just boot up 10
I'll
Play.
I'll get it for you.
Thank you.
I'll find it for you. But yeah, no, look, it's a big deal to put all those shows on.
And well done on Russell Coit, which I'm enjoying, and my boys are enjoying very, very much.
Your boys are our target demographic.
6 years
they're growing he cannot get hit in the nuts enough. For me or the boys, I have to say.
No, it's been a bit of nudity. We should put a warning out at the start of the series.
No, don't put a warning out because it's always funny to see Glenn Robbins' bottom.
Well, you're going
to
see more of it in the weeks ahead.
Strap yourself in. Yeah. Now, who's on? Have you been paying attention tonight?
A stellar lineup, Mickey. We've got Ed Cavalli, Ursula Carlson back from New Zealand, Will Anderson, Triple M's own, Kitty Flanagan and Sam Pang.
Oh, it's like the A-team.
It is, although it's missing a Kennedy and a Malloy. So when are you next up, Jane?
I think I'm next week.
Excellent.
Yes.
Been a while. Too long off.
Well,
too
you
long.
Know, I've been waiting for the phone to ring.
And I've kind of taken the final series off. Because I don't know when we're on. No. But yeah. I'd like to come back anytime I can.
We would love you both. Yeah. But a great
As host, I'd like to come back.
You it's can. All yours, Mickey. Take my place.
Have the keys right now.
Hey, Tom, what are some of the subject matters that you'll be covering this evening?
Obviously, a lot of Australian domestic politics. It was changing by the minute the other day. But
Did you have the telly on in the office when it was all, you know?
We had...
Anyone taking bets? What was happening?
When I say the telly, we had Channel 10. It was Studio 10 was on. So watching it, Il Divo perform, actually. But, apparently there was a prime ministerial change.
They would have a little crawl on the bottom, letting you know what was happening.
Exactly, on the other networks.
Down there. And any guest host, I like you. You always have a very exciting bunch of
guest quizmasters.
Yes, indeed. Anyway, can you give us a hint?
Barry Cassidy from ABC TV Insiders is on this evening.
Oh, Jesus, what's he going to think? He's a highbrow. He's smart. He's intelligent.
Well, he's not that highbrow.
He makes good TV, and he's going to come on and do some toilet humour with you.
Hey! He did do a show for 10, didn't he, years ago? Jane and Barry Cassidy had a brief fling with Channel 10.
I think you're correct.
And so it's familiar ground. And Maggie Beer's dropping by, so we'll be asking.
You watch out! She's all hands.
Aren't you supposed to also call it Beloved Maggie Beer? Queen
awesome.
Maggie Beer.
So I'll be going in with the hard-hitting first-up question. What the hell is verjuice? Stand by.
What is verjuice?
I don't know.
Dave's laughing. You're on with me, don't Dave. You know what that's on
about. Can you tell us now?
It's grape juice.
Unripened grape juice.
That you use in cooking.
Apparently. She makes it. Buy it.
She sells it at Maggie Beer's
Hollywood Farm. I went up to a food and wine weekend many years ago at Hamilton Island. Right. And Maggie was there.
Is that right?
Holding court. Yeah.
Did you crack onto her or something? What's going on?
I'm not allowed to talk. It's still before the courts.
What happens on Hamilton Island stays on Hamilton Island.
Well, no, I'll tell you why I remember
you
it.
And
because listen to this. Stop it. I'll tell you what happened. Because they loaded us up with all these great hampers to take away. Yeah. Back home. So there was like all this virgin olive oils and bottles of red wine and all this great stuff. But the new laws that just came out that said you can't take liquid on a plane.
Oh, no.
So we're travelling from Hamilton Island to the mainland. But you should have seen all the blokes have standing. It's like it's Christmas. Mm. They've got 55 hamper packs. They've taken
all the staff,
off,
all the crew.
All the staff are laughing, going, I'm going to have to look in your bag, mate. Wow. I drank a bottle of red wine there at the counter.
You've done that a few times. You quite like doing that, don't you? All right, well, will we go to one of your songs?
We'll come back and beat this home.
Okay.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy
Malloy. Now, what have you been doing? You told me you went out and saw some live comedy recently.
We got out on, saw Angela Johnson, who's an American comedian.
She was on your show. She was on Have You Been Paying Attention?
Well, very funny. But it was a moment that struck me. She was chatting away and talking about her life. And she said, my husband and I recently celebrated being married for 7 years. And she paused briefly. Because she assumed that we would break into applause.
Oh, like Americans would go, woo!
That's what you do. And we are not natural clappers here in Australia, are we?
No, because we're cool.
We're cool. I mean, a slow hand clap.
Yeah. We can be a little, I reckon, shy as audiences sometimes.
I think there's
a bit of that.
Compared
to others.
There's a bit
we're
of that.
Not
yeah.
as part
look,
of
it. And look, if someone said, I just want to say my girlfriend and I got engaged today, we'd applaud. But Americans, it's like a couple of months ago, my sister-in-law bought a new car. And the Americans will applaud. They'll go. They'll leave that gap. And
it was a Ford.
Yeah.
They are hooked on applause. And you know who is the modern culprit for this phenomena, Jane? Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah, okay.
Have you seen an episode of Ellen later?
No,
it
I haven't.
It is like her audience is on this hair trigger, waiting to go. And I watched today. This is from today. Might have been a repeat, but it was on today.
Yeah.
She and Justin Timberlake. So, of course, we had stuff like...
I mean, Ellen, you make people happy. And...
They're ready to go. I swear there's one person designated clapper. And so then, of course, Ellen had to compliment Justin's wife.
So Jessica Biel, your beautiful wife. Man, she's beautiful.
She's the best.
So, you know, like the production meeting would be, okay, so Ellen will come out and mention one of her cats had a birthday. That'll get us to the first ad break. Seriously, that show is 97% applause.
You're absolutely correct.
Whooping and hollering. And, well, the ultimate moment, I don't know whether you remember the time when Ellen had Oprah on.
Well, you were the bravest woman ever.
I'm happy that I...
That interview went for 6 days. It was applause, whooping, standing ovations, sitting ovations. They formed a conga line at one point. And we do not do this. And I'm proud to say, in Australia, it does not happen. And I could walk out now and say, Jane, Mickey, I've just been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. And maybe you'd hear... regulation putt.
We're a bit low-key here in Australia.
You know what I love is when they mention that someone, and you've been married for 10 years, yeah. Everyone applauds. Woo! Oh, yeah, 30 years. Yeah, it's like saying marriage is that tough. If you've spent 10 years, yes. Oh, jeez.
You deserve a pat on the back.
Even when
for
they
that.
Say where they're from, you know, I'm from Michigan. Woo! Like, anyone from
Snowtown.
Shut up.
Yeah. So, all right, thank you for coming in, Tommy.
Thank you, Tommy. We'll look forward to seeing you tonight.
Tonight. Make sure you have a look.
Yep. Where's my applause?
Thank you.
Yeah. Charlie Pickering next.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Molloy.
And it's going to be a monster, let me tell you. Charlie Pickering, very shortly.
He's in the house. Wheelie bin etiquette. Molloy.
This is going to...
So down my alley.
The phones will light up. We'll go berserk. You line yours. I can't believe it.
I lined it, yeah.
What is wrong with you?
What's wrong with that?
There it is.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, I think there'll be more against than four. Okay. Let me tell you. We've got all that's coming up. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. But let's start with the big man himself. Please welcome Charlie Pickering to the microphone.
Hey.
Charlie, what was that squeal?
Host of the weekly, of course, on to what night is it?
Wednesday night.
Great.
Now, the squeal was just, I was delighted. It was just a squeal of delight at
that
the I'd idea
line
of,
my wheelie bin.
Lining the wheelie bin.
If you're a serial killer, yes, I could understand. If you're cutting up bodies.
Yeah.
Dharma style in your house, you might want to do that.
There might be some wisdom in it. Every couple of years, there's a place I ring that come and clean my bin for me.
Well, there you go. Don't need it.
I got one of those.
I'm sick of my mum.
Who's doing that? That's a good service.
Yeah, it's a great service.
It's like a crime scene. People who clean up crime scenes.
That's all they do is they clean bins. Sorry.
How hard can it be? Someone set up a business to clean a wheelie bin. Don't you just get a hose?
That doesn't really cut it. I mean, we're not lining out.
You need a Karcher, do you? Like one of those high-powered ones.
Yeah. And you need
some chemicals. Who hasn't got one of those?
Some chemicals involved there as well.
Oh, my God.
Right. Where is this bin that you keep?
Tradie Janey does stuff like that.
Is this in one of those lock-up things that has to get...
You might want to stick around for that.
Yeah, I think I will.
Now
Charlie,
we're going.
What have you been up to with your viewing habits?
Well, this thing happened this week in the office. We just got talking over lunch and I realized that I talked for about 13 minutes uninterrupted about The Bachelor.
What is going on?
And no one was joining in. And to
oh
the point
my
that my
gosh.
My business partner pulled me aside, Chris Walker, the other EP of the show,
yes.
And he pulled me aside and said, I'm a bit worried about you. Like he was like, I now question your judgment. But I go deep on
you
The Bachelor.
You said that out loud?
Yeah. I actually download it from
Buddy,
the States.
Do
I watch
not
the American
be embarrassed.
One.
Don't be embarrassed
is this
about
a safe
your love.
Space? Is this,
this is a safe
everyone's
space.
Everyone's in here. Because you guys are riding The Bachelor train pretty hard.
She's Bachelor. I get it. I live vicariously through Jane's
enjoyment. You like him. You like the badger.
I think he's a good guy, the honey badger.
Honey badger, future prime minister. And by that I mean everyone's going to have a turn. But he would genuinely, if he got it together, he could be a definite political force.
It's not unheard of that someone.
What is it that's captured the imagination of a very smart man like yourself? We've got huge events in politics taking place this week, locally and overseas, but somehow it's The Bachelor that you're talking about.
It's the baffling human experiment that it is.
Right.
It's why anyone would submit to it, why anyone goes into it thinking it's going to end well for anyone.
Yeah.
Well, in this
for
day and age, in 2018, for women who would be smart, there's a lot of smart girls in there, why would you put yourself through this? I have a theory, but you go ahead.
Well, I think perhaps they... Do you know what? I think that women... And it's the same with men, I think, although...
Probably
Bachelor,
not.
Bachelorette's a different kind of feeding frenzy.
Yes.
But it's more like an end-of-season footy trip, let's be honest. But I think that a lot of women like to believe a fairy tale, and I think they watch it and they... Whenever someone gets kicked out in horrific circumstances that breaks their heart, they just move straight on to the ones that are still there. And all they remember is the one that was still there at the end going, yeah, that'd be me.
Yeah.
No one thinks, oh, no, I'd be the one that got kicked out after one round when he didn't even come and talk to
They're
me.
They're so relieved when they say
I watch it like that because I'm in a sweep. So I watch it going, oh, no.
Yes, you're really,
Cassie's out. Oh,
you got skin in the
tickets.
Game.
Have I still got both girls in?
Who have you got?
Who have I got?
Yes,
got
one. Romy is still in it.
Yeah, Romy's still in it. What happened to the other one?
She's out.
Steph was the one that said, I shaved my legs for this.
Chompers.
Great way to leave.
Yeah.
She did a great
I can't
job.
Believe I shaved my legs. This was yours, Steph. She's gone.
And who have you got?
I've got Ursula and Kat. I've got Kat the...
Yeah.
Kat. Is she...
Kat lives in Bali.
Yeah.
Has
makes
come
jewelry.
Back to Australia... Makes jewelry in Bali. Yeah. Come on, something's not
who
right
doesn't?
With the narrative there. And she's come back and she is.
She's taken over the whole thing. She's the queen. She is the mean girl, the star, A-plus.
Absolute high school mean girl.
Yeah.
I mean, who do you think, have you picked a winner yet?
Yes.
Because I picked it really early.
Snap.
I all right. So I reckon it's got to be Brooke.
Snap. We picked it.
Who's
you heard
Brooke?
It
have we
first.
Got some Brooke? Who have we got?
Yeah, Brooke is the Brooke. Beautiful Indigenous girl who loves rugby and is tiny and beautiful, and we know.
Who's got hair in the sweep? Me. Who's got hair in the sweep?
Me.
Oh, Dave.
Dave, you are all over this. But, I mean, the highlight so far would have to be Cass.
Yes.
Cass, who brought a journal of her thoughts to the table.
Mm. Oh,
did you see this? And she has gotten angry. I don't know. She's gotten angry in the
papers.
I
don't think we want to see her angry.
No.
we should have had that on Chicks Cracking It.
Well, stand by.
But she's angry. She says that she was edited out of context and the way that she's portrayed in the show. We've got a little sample of her reading her journal to the Honey Badger.
From the moment I first saw you, there was this precious moment in time where it felt like everything stood still and we locked eyes through the crowd. And there was a moment of realization for me that love at first sight could be true. From then, every time I see you, I get butterflies and I couldn't be more happy that you're the Bachelor. And I'm really excited to see where this journey goes, and that's all I've written. Oh, God.
Cass, I don't want to hurt people, but I wanted to want the best for them, and bloody hell.
Yourself in a sticky situation.
I've bloody bitten off more than I can chew, haven't I?
Yeah, I'd go into witness protection personally, but I wonder what the context is that makes that okay.
But
what,
how makes can that be fine? Taken out of context?
Yeah, unless she was reading Beck Cartwright's poetry from Leighton Hewitt's wedding. Like, you know, there's no context that makes
Beck
it okay.
Do you know what that reminded me of?
What?
One of your letters to Prince Edward.
Oh,
shut you know,
up.
Jane used to write letters to Prince Edward.
I did, really.
I
wrote one.
I like that. Yes,
it
you
did
exactly.
sound a bit like that.
Did you see yourself participating in a royal bachelor situation?
No competition. I was going to be Princess Janie.
Princess Janie.
Have you given up, or is it still.
Well, he came
when,
out here
when
recently.
When I saw him recently, I've given up.
Oh. Hang about, stick Charlie. Around. And we're going to talk some politics after the break.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Charlie Pickering is with us, by the way, the weekly with Charlie Pickering, 8:30 Wednesdays on ABC and iView.
But he doesn't want to talk politics. I'm as worried now as your EP is after he heard you go on a 13-minute rant in your own office. With everyone gathered around to hear what you had to think about the biggest week in Australian politics for some time, and all you want to talk about was
just the Bachelor. Because there's more stability. There's just more stability in the Bachelor. And you get to know people better. They hang around longer.
The rose ceremony is a better way of choosing a leader.
Just before you get back into the Bachelor, how are you going to attack the whole last week of politics on Wednesday night?
Do you know what? At this stage, I think we're going to pick individuals and have a look at the week they had and what we can learn from their week. And, and so you've got, you know, ScoMo and Jay Bish and P. Dutt and the winner, Billy Shorten. I mean, unbelievable.
Oh, I haven't heard from him. Is he still in politics?
Yeah, that's it. He can literally go into hiding and win the next time.
He's like The Bachelor.
Nothing stupid, Shorten.
Now, you had some strange, not strange, what are your theories on... Bachelor.
I've got an issue with The Bachelor, and I want to change the format. I want to change what happens on episode one of The Bachelor, because what I don't like about it, as a feminist, what I don't like about it is the idea that 30 women can arrive, and it's just assumed that they will all love whatever man is stuck in front of them. And so I think at the end of the first episode, before he gets to hand out the roses, people get to walk. People just get to go, they all line them up and
place.
Go, who's out? And they win a prize if they're honest about it.
Based
and
on their first meeting with him.
Yeah, when they meet him, they get to know him, and then they just go, do you know what? This one's a turkey. I'm not putting myself through.
Now, you're forgetting one of the reasons why I think the women are actually there in the first place.
To be on TV.
Correct. So why would they do that? Because really, they all just want to be on the telly.
You think it's just they just that they want to be on the telly?
Yep.
Oh, come on.
I know I'm a cynical, sad woman, but I honestly, I'll go here if those girls are on that show to really fall in love and meet someone.
Someone has, though. What's the track record of The Bachelor?
Well, it's very good. It's a very good record.
For what? For
long-standing yes. relationships.
Yeah, no, but not for long-standing TV careers. So if you want to be on TV and you look at The Bachelor as your business model, you're lucky to spin off into Herpes Island or whatever
Hello, Sam Frost on Home and Away. I give you that, Your Honour.
That's the exception that proves the rule, possibly. But I've got
fascinating discussion.
The reality show that I really want to produce.
Yep.
I'd love if whoever who had it last. I think Channel 9 had it last. But yes. I would EP a reality show if I could do this. I want to take over Big Brother.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I want to really mess with Big Brother.
Okay.
Right. I want a nice big release.
You should have done this in pilot week of Channel 10.
Tell you what, it would have been a hit.
Okay.
So the two things I want to do. One is start off. In the house, the walls get closer by about an inch every day.
That's good.
Okay. So it just gradually creeps in that they don't pick it at first, and then they start to feel claustrophobic, they're going crazy.
Oh, I like it.
And you move the walls in, and then you do that for a little while and make them feel, you know, really on edge and not right. And then halfway through the series, you sit them all down in the room and talk to them through the TV and go, "Hey guys, the show isn't rating well and it's been cancelled, but." Because it's a competition and you all signed the releases, you can still stay to win the money,
but you're not really going to be on TV.
And then we just broadcast it 24/7.
Yeah, the legal ramifications, as you would know as a lawyer, might be tricky there, but I like it.
That's why the release is really good.
I'm pitching a couple to the networks at the moment, a couple of reality shows, Turkey Slap the Stars at 9, Celebrity Pap Smear, which I think is just good.
Oh, it's calling out for
it.
Come on.
Is that actually just pap photos used to smear someone's reputation?
That's right, it is. I would like to go on Survivor. If I could go on any show,
why?
I would go on Survivor. Because I would kill all the men and keep all the women to spread my seed.
All right.
And that's how it would play out.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that'd be really
And you thought I needed a big release. I needed good lawyers. Lordy.
You turn up and all the male contestants would be on spikes.
Do you eat them? Do you eat them to survive?
Yeah.
I can see that in you. Because I was thinking...
It'd be like a bucket of Kentucky for me. Put all there. It'd be Friday night.
Oh, my God. Well, I tell you, there's two shows there that I would watch.
Great.
Charlie, thank you very much for your input there. And remember...
Absolutely. Pleasure.
The Weekly will be bursting at the seams, no doubt, and the American politics has been a big week too. I'm guessing you're going to give a drive-by of that.
Oh, absolutely. I personally pay tribute to Donald Trump's touching tweet to John McCain. Which ended in an exclamation mark because it's always important that the bereaving family knows you're yelling at them.
Well said.
Fantastic. All right, you can see Charlie on Wednesday night on ABC TV.
Good on you, mate.
Thank you, guys.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
I guess interesting what captures the imagination of certain people. And we've got a couple going on this show. I've never met more disappointed people than I have over the weekend about the cancellation of our competition to take a dump in your toilet. I'm seriously, Dave,
most talked about conversation
all
weekend.
Yeah, that would be 50% of our audience are disappointed, and the other 50% go, I'm done.
I think everyone was looking to see how that was panning out.
No, I don't think so.
Well, there was.
It's over.
And there was a bit of buzz around the station too. I just had the station manager come out and go, this is going to be fantastic, and I said, it's over.
I told the station manager to go and get stuffed.
All right. So, anyway, it captured the imagination of a nation, and it's a shame it won't be continuing.
But
maybe we can bring it back in some
form. No, we can't. anyway,
the other one on Friday was we had a late discussion at the end of the week about wheelie bin etiquette.
Well, sure.
Because my bin was always, there's a few issues. And we had a chat about it. Here's what happened.
This is Todd from Clown of the Week.
Okay.
Too.
She came up with the fantastic idea of putting the wheelie bins into the back of the wagon to cart them up the drive because she's lazy. I only just slammed the tailgate down and smashed the back window of the wagon and put the wheelie bin straight through.
How's your policy on a wheelie bin?
I have a very clean wheelie bin.
Do you?
Yep.
Bin juice?
Bin bags.
Great idea.
You put bin bags in your...
Bin bags.
What is wrong?
Then again, it's a lot of plastic that's bad for the environment.
Oh.
Yeah. Think about my children. What annoys me most, you put your bins out...
Yep.
And then they... they pick up the rubbish.
Yeah.
If you don't run out and get them, all the idiots in my neighbourhood start filling them.
Oh, right.
So you've come down and you the lid's off and you go to pick it up.
And it's full again. You've got to booby trap it.
I swear to God, I will.
Yeah, I'll hide in it.
Oscar the Grouch is on.
I cannot imagine what would happen if you popped out of a wheelie bin.
Well, I had to put him out today. I was thinking of hiring a dwarf, just putting him in there. Gotcha!
I hope people load up.
Hey, so there's a lot of... don't.
Well, there is. You know what? You buy a house, that's your first big purchase. Couches, expensive beds. Next most coveted item is your wheelie bin. We live opposite flats, right?
Oh, so there's about stay away 15. From that rabble.
God, we've got to quickly. You got to get and bring the bin in before it disappears. I'm putting numbers with liquid paper on the top of our bin to try and make sure it doesn't get ripped.
Looking through the window overnight with the binoculars, waiting for someone.
I was caught looking at the neighbour's bin.
Did you get
bin.
Told off by
I
your neighbour?
I got by my neighbour, and she goes, "Mrs. Kravitz, what are you doing? What's going on? That's our bin."
If they're out too long, I ring Mum. I go, seriously, how long are they going to be out there? Can you bring them?
Oh my God!
Can you bring
your mother? Bring your bins.
I said, if you're driving past, I mean, if you don't get out and do,
I'm very impressed.
Do you know what I've got?
Bins out.
I've got one of the big ones. I've got the normal.
You brag about the size of your bin.
I've got a massive bin, and you ever know if you ever see that one out the front?
Yeah,
Mickey's had a big one.
I mean, for your bottles.
Let's go
to our callers. See what's happening with their wheelie bin etiquette. Hey, Graham.
Yes.
Let's talk wheelie bins.
Well, let's talk wheelie bins. Yeah.
Has there been an incident?
It is. Right. It is.
What is it?
I live on a bit of land, and it's uphill to the drive, 70 metres, so like the previous gentleman, I hook it on the tow bar and up I go, and it does it easy, and I hooked it on the back of the ute and
good stuff.
Halfway up the drive, the phone rings, doesn't it? So it's a client wanting to talk about something or other, and I'm deep involved, and I just turn the corner and down the street I go.
With the bin still on?
With the bin still on. And
how far did you get?
And around the next corner onto the highway, didn't I? Yeah, 100k an hour. Made it wheelie bins go. Yeah. I can tell you.
They can go, can they?
Yeah. Up behind a couple of trucks, and the road turns into Twin Lane, and. Yeah, I round those guys up and up the front of that. And
overtaken a truck with a wheelie bin.
A wheelie bin. There's a few blokes bipping their horn and I'm going, what's up your nose?
What's up with them?
Yeah.
Good on you, Graham.
And then this black thing flies out of in me rearview mirror. What the bloody hell's that? And there's a big scrape along the road. And I thought, oh, no. Yeah. And I get out and the wheels have burnt a hole in the side of the wheelie bin, and all the wheels have flown off into the bush.
This is a disaster. There's rubbish trailing down.
This is forever known as the wheelie bin incident with Graham.
I was lucky that it didn't fall out and all my KFC fell out all over the road, but yeah, lucky it was a ute, so I pulled it up into the back of the ute, and all the blokes that I'd overtaken are all giving me shit,
Oh, well, it's a heartwarming story, Graham, about what could go wrong. Never get distracted by the phone again. Shouldn't be answering the phone while you're driving, and if you had, your wheelie bin would have been pulled out. We get the idea, don't we, people? Give us a call, 133353. Tell us about any incident involving the wheelie bin.
Take your calls after this.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Talking wheelie bins, mixes the real loud Botley one you hear in the morning. They're probably the loudest in the neighbourhood when that goes into the truck, right?
Yeah, it's like if you live opposite me, it's like living opposite a restaurant.
That's at 5 a.m. Chinga.
You can hear me trying to do it under the stealth of darkness early in the morning. How do when you forget and you go, it's midnight, and I can actually
hear
it.
You can hear the truck coming.
I can hear it rumbling down the street, and it's like,
run out in your undies.
Panic stations.
And your socks. Or is that just me?
No. Okay, leave it there. Don't go any further with that.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. And Jane, of course, has been in a little wrangle with the neighbours.
She's
got block of flats across the road.
Yes, because they sometimes pick up our bins and give them to the flats, and then it's all put away, and we lose our nice clean.
All right,
bin.
All right. Jane's on the line as we speak. Jane, what's your problem?
Hi, Mick. Hi, Jane. Love your show.
Good on you.
Thank you.
I only good part about living in the suburb is we have a bin man that comes and cleans them twice, once a fortnight. Yep.
Does he work for the council? Is he a local nutter?
No, he doesn't. Years ago when I was a stay-at-home mum, I absconded the neighbour's bin cleaner. I saw what he was doing. So I asked him if he would do mine. He comes once a fortnight. And
gives it a good scrub.
$20 every night. No, he's actually got this full setup on the back of his ute, and with a huge, like, you know, where you blow your driveway down with really heavy. What
Karcher.
Pressure cleaner. Yeah.
Yep. See, I know what I'm tradie Janie. I know what I'm talking about.
You blow what?
It's a high-powered water cleaner.
Well, you shouldn't be doing that in the driveway, girls. It's terrible in the current climate.
Yeah, we're in the drought.
Jane, Mick is berating us and it's ridiculous.
Be water smart.
Yeah. The guy who wants to punch a dolphin in the face.
Thank you very much.
That's what I'm
get
saying.
Get a prize for Jane.
Yeah, prize back
genius,
to you.
Genius, Jane.
Shut up, Jane. I'm in a Jane sandwich.
Yeah.
All right, Jane, she makes a good point. Yep. That's a good service. Reese is on the line. Reese, what would you like to add?
Yeah, last week I was doing a country road trip, and as I was heading up to Echuca, I saw a truck on the side of the road cleaning a wheelie bin.
Yeah.
And the name of the company was Wheelie Clean.
Oh, bang.
Genius.
Wow. Very good.
I'll give them a call.
Yeah.
I'll test it out.
I need some sanding done. I need some buffering and sanding.
Ooh, that bin juice in your bin.
I need two guys in those hazmat suits.
That'd be funny. All right, Kyle.
Hey, Young.
Yeah, good, Kyle. What's your story with bins?
My street's got a lot of houses getting demolished and units being built. So when they demolish the houses, I take all the bins, and then on come bin night, I can wheel them all out on the nature strip and they empty them.
Oh, God. You got 8 bins?
About that, yeah.
Dude, what are you putting in all those bins?
Why have you got 8 bins?
Because that way you don't ever, run out of bin space.
And where'd you get the bins?
He just explained. Houses are being demolished, and he's grabbed their bins because they're no longer used.
Oh, can I have one?
Come around.
Well, I will. So stay on the line.
God, I don't know why you've got, that's a lot of bins to bring inside
eight
as well.
Bins.
So that's
a bin
annoying.
He's a bin mogul.
Racketeer. Thanks, Kyle. Matt. How you going, Matt?
Oh, how you going, mate?
Yeah, good. What do you do with your bins? Tell
mate,
us.
What I don't do with them. We were coming home from work one night. I know I was getting a bit of concrete done at home, and we were short a bit.
Yeah.
And the couple of dudes there, they were restumping a house, and they had concrete on the nature strip out the front or the driveway at the front.
Yes.
And that, so we knocked a wheelie bin off, mate, and we filled it up. We're just going to chuck her on the back of the ute and rip it out.
We can't condone this.
Oh, mate. No, no good.
No good. What do you mean?
Couldn't lift the wheelie bin onto the back of the ute.
Yeah.
We had to hook it on the tow ball, mate.
Yeah. And
so we'll just take it slowly, get around home there. It's only a couple of K. And that about half a K down the road, mate, and scraping along the road. I mean, what the hell? Oh, mate, the smoke going.
What happened?
There's no wheels left on it.
Did you burn them off?
Burnt the wheels clean off.
Serves you right,
well, that's
man.
That's what happened when you're stealing concrete from a work site.
That's it.
In a wheeling bin, and you hook it up to your car and try and get away.
It's only the great bookie robbery, but it's up there. It's one of the most Australian burglaries.
It's such a funny look.
I've ever seen. We don't condone that, by the way.
No, we don't at all.
Hey, Stuart.
Nick, Jane, how you going?
Yeah, good.
That's good. Yeah, my wife, our next door neighbours have always been the sort of people who want to be the first one to get their bins off the street after the bin ban's been passed.
Right.
So my wife decided a couple of weeks ago that she'd set the alarm for 5:30 in the morning, sat out the front with a coffee and waited until she could hear the rubbish truck coming down the street, ran out the front and hid behind the trees until the wheelie bin, the bloke had been, and ran out and grabbed the wheelie bin just to sit and look on the neighbour's face when she got back up the driveway.
Oh, that's unbelievable. So it's a heist, but it's her own bin.
It's her own bin, and she just wanted to,
bragging rights.
Get on top.
Yeah.
So to speak.
Someone should get them. You could go and clamp someone's wheelie bin.
I
want a
tiny
clamp. That'd be good.
You could do good practical jokes with wheelie bins. Yeah. This sounds good. Karen, we'll finish up with you. Karen, what's your wheelie bin tale?
It's actually my father did this. He had a long driveway, tied the wheelie bin to the tow bar, drove up the driveway, and then suddenly realised he had to go and pick up the pizza that he ordered. So he drove all the way into town, through the drive-thru at Domino's Pizzas, with the wheelie bin still attached to it, and back home. It was like a 20-kilometre round trip.
Hopefully he detached the recycling one so he could put the pizza box straight in the thing. Well done,
what
everybody.
What a funny sight. Thanks, guys.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
We're here thanks to Milwaukee, by the way. Milwaukee's next breakthrough in power tool and battery technology.
Oh, I love Milwaukee.
Now you're talking. Now I'm alive.
Thought about them all weekend. Had a dream about
Did
Milwaukee.
Did you?
Yeah, it got a bit erotic, so I don't want to go... I don't want to go into it, but I
am. Don't put people off buying their tools.
Hey, Milwaukee power tools of any description are the best in the business. Get on board.
Do you know what I like about them too?
Here we go. Fire away.
I love the colour combination. I know. Okay. I know it's very girly to say that, but they're striking.
Yeah. Bang.
I like the font. Yes. Of the Milwaukee power tool.
It's striking, and there's a bit of grunt under the bonnet in whatever one you choose. Wow.
Hey, and no
Bring your
lead.
A game. Bring your A game if you want to honk onto a Milwaukee.
Yep.
That's it.
Know go to your authorised Milwaukee retailers if you want to get one.
All right. I'm thinking of going to TAFE to learn how to use one. Now, where are you off to?
I am off to parent-teacher meeting night.
Oh. How many interviews have you got?
I've got 11.
11?
I am not kidding. It's the speed dating, 10 minutes. I've got two teenagers coming with me in the car. Off we go.
Can you record it? This could be our whole show tomorrow.
I think they're a bit shocked that I had booked every teacher, and they went, okay.
And what's the vibe you're getting from home? A bit sheepish?
A little.
Play it down a bit?
I think they want to have a chat to me in the car before.
So what's the process? So do the kids come with you?
Yep.
So they're in the room?
Oh, yeah, they're with you. It's a big room and everybody sits down. There's a timer. I told you, it's like a speed dating thing.
It's like my police interviews.
I'll tell you what I want to say, the heads up to other parents there. 10 minutes, no more.
Yeah.
Don't stay there and don't stuff it up for everyone.
Hoof it.
Keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
I like to keep them shorter.
Well, sounds like yours might be longer.
No, I honestly say, well, that'll be terrific. And they go, it's only 5 minutes. And I say, I think I've heard all I need to hear. Thank you very much.
You've got the bad news.
Yeah. And then I'll be home in time to watch Have You Been Paying Attention?
Oh, yes. Have You Been Paying Attention? Yep. It should be good. What are you hopeful for? Which of your children do you think will cover your most glory?
I have a feeling my only daughter might do better tonight. Yeah. I think so.
All right.
I think that could be good.
That doesn't bode well for some.
For some.
I can't wait for a full report on my desk.
And you will have it.
Tomorrow.
You will have the full report.
Get well soon, Lenny.
Paul Kelly is going to play live for us tomorrow. We've got Andy Lee on the show. It'll be a big Tuesday one. Kennedy Malloy. We'll see you then.
That was some Kennedy Malloy for you. Now get around performance never seen before on the job site. Check out the latest from Milwaukee at your nearest authorised Milwaukee retailer.